Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, I attended 3 shows this past week. I got there on time. I took good notes. I never fell asleep or was called to detention. Wait, am I talking about reviewing theater or going to school? Well, this week they were almost one and the same. Of the trio that I saw, 2 were explicitly education-related. The 3rd deals with, well, learning things about yourself much later in life. The first is called, very simply and uninterestingly, Education. The 2-act drama is written by Brian Dykstra and is a new addition at 59 East 59th Street Theaters. 5 very good actors, let me name them now, Matthew Boston, Bruce Falk, Wesley T. Jones, Elizabeth Meadows Rouse, and Jane West, have difficult roles and they play them with distinction. Now, this shouldn't necessarily be a surprise in New York City, but it is one of the best companies I've seen at 59 East. Margaret Perry is the director, and she keeps the action moving at a tense pitch from start to finish. The story itself concerns 2 high school students who use their own forms of art to make political statements. The girl is a profane poet, much to her Christian mother's dismay, and her boyfriend has just been suspended for burning a flag for a project at the school's art fair. Now, there's a lot to chew on here, a bit too much, in fact, including religion, guns, parental abuse, censorship, personal compromise, and freedom of expression. The dialogue occasionally seems to come out of that morning's paper. When did the flag become about the troops, asked the suspended student. Maybe that's why that quarterback is kneeling. Why are you leaving gun control up to us? And there's too much repetition here, even after we get the point. But among other things, education reminds us that dissent is, in fact, patriotic. The language is X-rated, but there is some humor supplied by the 2 caregivers in the piece. You are a real honest-to-God atheist, one accuses the other. Well, we atheists have to be ethical since there's no atoning for our sins. Education is not for the meek, but it is of the moment. I'd give it a solid B. Now, as for the solid A grade of the week, that's A as in Admissions, just opening at the Mitzi Newhouse. This is a much more polished work than Education, but then this is Lincoln Center, and it's written by Joshua Harmon, the 35-year-old behind Significant Other and Bad Jews. He's obviously downsizing from 2-word titles to 1. In fact, this one could have been called Bad Liberals. It's a beautifully crafted, intermissionless work, just under 2 hours, keeps you guessing, laughing quite often, changing your mind, and hiding your head in embarrassed recognition. The story covers 5 months, that horrid period when we wait for college acceptance or rejection letters, and centers on a couple who work at a New England private school. Their primary goal is to see the institution become more diversified. Well, until the subject hits a little close to home. Now, I don't want to give too much away, but let me say the cast of 5, headed by the always fascinating Jessica Hecht, is superb. And yes, there is too much speechifying, bordering at times on becoming more of an argument than a play. But Harmon's work always rubs close to the bone, particularly in dilemmas between the generations. Millennials will applaud this one, I would think, even more than those of us who thought we were changing the world. Well, until our own kids decided their idea of change looked a lot different than ours. Harmon writes searing, smart dialogue. A few of the lines I recall. They found a new way to keep the Jews out. They made us white instead. Just because you didn't squander the opportunities you were given, you should be rewarded. I don't think it was Perry's positive attitude that got him into Yale. You want things to look different, but not to be different. Well, ouch, ouch, and more ouch. There's a lot more of those. As an ironic postscript, let me say that here I was watching the fictional characters trying to ensure that a school catalog shows a more diverse student body. And I look around the theater and notice that there is not one person of color. Now, Admissions is penned by one of the hottest of the new breed of American playwrights. Later Life, a Keene Company production now at the Clermont Theater, was written by one of the most notable ones of the 80s and 90s. That would be A.R. Gurney, who just passed away last year. This is the 25th anniversary of Later Life. I'm not sure exactly why it was decided to bring it back now, but the playwright's themes remain pretty timeless. His plays generally feature waspy New Englanders, and this one takes place at a party on a terrace overlooking Boston Harbor. Here, a middle-aged man and a woman are introduced by a scheming hostess. Reintroduced is a more appropriate term, as it turns out that they had briefly met and almost coupled 30 years ago on the island of Capri. This 80-minute one-act asks the question, if you had a chance a second time around, would you take it? The pair at the center of the show, portrayed by Barbara Garrick and Lawrence Lau, have lived long lives by this time. She's had several marriages, and an abusive husband is still in the picture. He has checked all the boxes, marriage, children, grandchildren, divorce. He makes some pretty compelling arguments for not having others feel sorry for him. He has his freedom, his habits, he likes when his grandchildren come, and as he says, I like it when they leave. Can people really change after all this time? Well, we are who we are, only more so, says one character. As for an actual plot, besides the question of will they leave this party together, it deals with the man's lifelong premonition, one he's forgotten by now, that something terrible was going to happen at some point. The production is a tad dull, though the other two actors, Liam Craig and Jody Markell, do a terrific job transforming quickly into all the other party guests. What do we learn in Later Life? Well, that second chances do come along if we are willing to see and grab them. Which brings me back to where we began today's lesson. It got me thinking of other plays that have made the grade on the subject of education. The Prime of Miss Jean Brodie, of course, comes to mind. The History Boys, and who remembers that James Corden was in that Broadway production before he went on to late night TV. School of Rock, David Mamet's Oleana, Pipeline, which I saw last season in the same house where Admissions is now playing, by the way. I enjoyed Prodigal Son by John Patrick Shanley, which I saw a few years back, and I remember raving about the unknown young actor who carried that play, one Timothy Chalamet. Well, judging by his recent Oscar nomination, Jill, we all know him by his name now.
That is true, and I have to say that the first thing when you said the History Boys, as you were going on to say, I was thinking, I wonder who remembers that was James Corden, because that's the thing, and we always bang on about this, but it doesn't hurt to have your history. Do you know in that play, what I think it was, what, 12 years ago or something?
Yeah, something like that.
So it was a. Right, it's I've got the 23rd of April 2006.
Okay, so, 12 years ago.
So that that just gives you some sense of process.
Oh yes,
and how long it takes to suddenly be that. It's one of my favorite lines, that overnight success, and well, I think that that's relevant when you talk about. A 25-year revival, something that's was written half a century ago, something that's brand new. And how long does it take to get something brand new up anyway?
That's right. Well, I think when you're Joshua Harmon, they go up pretty quickly because he gets his plays commissioned now by theaters. And I'm sure A.R. Gurney did eventually as well. But yes, it doesn't hurt to, well, listen, things are revived all the time. This is going to be a season. I think we're going to break the record in the next few months of revivals, by the way, on Broadway, musicals and dramas. Why a little play like this, Gurney, who knows? But these things always come back. Mamet comes back, and they mean different things at different times. And
I am willing to make you a bet that these revivals will be... better. Sometimes things are revived and you go, gee, why?
Yeah.
But I suspect that this series, it's just a guess, will be the reintroduction of these classics, if you will, to a whole new group. Just because what is going on the surface and in the press and what's going on in real life happen to be totally different.
Absolutely, and that happens all the time. And listen, later life, our feelings now about aging and marriage, all those things have changed. Angels in America is coming out shortly, and obviously the political climate has changed, or has it, or did it change and hasn't gone back, you know. Yes, that's the beauty of revivals. There's so many beauties, beautiful things about revivals, as we have talked about before. A, they're great, they're often great shows. B, they're meeting a new generation and hopefully spawning a new theater-going audience of the future. And they raise questions, make us look at how far have we come, not only in theater, but in life. You know.
And is there anything particular that you are looking forward to?
Well, I'm looking forward to Carousel, speaking of revivals. It's just one of my favorites. And I'm looking forward to Angels in America. I guess I've seen it in a few forms, but I don't know. You put Nathan Lane on stage, especially playing Roy Cohn, who seems to be back in the news. I hear Roy Cohn's name mentioned almost every night, it seems like, having been one of Donald Trump's heroes. So that will have new meaning, I think. But there are always surprises. I what did I know about admissions, except I like the playwright, and I like the leading actress, and I like Lincoln Center, and I like the subject. But that one surprised me. I'll be curious to see what other people say. I think it's a hot button. It's got so many hot button issues in there, not only about getting into schools, but how quickly we can turn on each other, how quickly kids turn on other kids, how quickly parents get involved and start saying all the wrong things that we said we'd never say. So I think there's a lot to chew on. So I would recommend getting a ticket. I think they're going to go fast to admissions.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.